This is The Catch-Up on Hit. With Flick and Tim.
Flick and Tim, Bendigo's Hit 91.9, and I am loving having this couple on the block because of their strong Bendigo connection. That's what we need on TV. Jess and Norm on the block, killing it. They're entertaining us. They've already made new idea for a scandal. We're loving it. They're on the show this morning.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Hi, how are you? We noticed that you're in New Idea. Are you excited that you've made the tabloids?
It's a real thrill. You know, when you're 33 with two kids, you know you've made it if you've made the tabloids, especially if you've got your mouth open mid-yawn or something, because it means that. Have you noticed when if you're in the middle of a yawn or a sneeze, generally it says that you're on drugs because it looks like you're off your head. But you're not.
Why are you in New Idea? Tell me what happened.
First of all, Flick, whatever happens to us happens to you because a lot of people might not know, but you're actually my cousin. So if I go down, the whole family's going down.
Yeah, so you guys know each other, don't you?
I do
you
know
guys,
Jess.
We you
do,
claim to be
We share
related?
A surname and there's not many. So Jess is Jess Eva and I, before I got married, was Felicity Eva. And there's not many of us in Central Victoria and we're a little bit weird. Isn't that right, Jess?
That's exactly. We fit the criteria. And then my dad's the black sheep of the family. Really want to hang with my dad because he's weird. So, everyone called Eva is generally a long lost cousin of mine, but my dad was written out of the family years ago. So, welcome back.
Half your luck. Half your luck, Jess.
Family.
Jess, Norm, we love seeing you guys representing Bendigo on the block. We are in the first week, and so we're seeing you guys just meeting the other couples and getting to know everybody. What's it like when you met everybody for the first time? Who kind of stood out? Who did you like? Who did you not like?
The girls are the ones that were a standout for us. For some reason, within the first 20 minutes, we really hit it off with them. So, and then as it sort of progressed, and then we both got penny others, we just, our friendship's been going sensational with them. So
allegiance as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're besties. Plus, who doesn't want to be best friends with champions? If I could say to a friend, me mate Bianca, she's from Australia, makes us look real good too, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
She probably says she's good friends with those couple of scrubbers from Queensland.
Yeah, via Bendigo. So you've had a good track record already. what do you reckon is the most challenging part of being on the block? Is it being away from the kids? Is it having these deadlines? Is it being away from you know, normal society and being closed off in this Gatwick hotel? What's the hardest part?
You go, Norm.
I'd probably say the kids would have to be the hardest thing, but it's just the whole process is just, the whole thing is just flat out all the time. So, the kids would be number one, but it's just the exhaustion and everything like that all the time.
And it's so bizarre we've got to stop reading social media because it makes you fall in love with social media as well because there was it was so funny. The one person on Twitter said, "Isn't that nice that Jess is kissing her dad?"
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, because there's confusion. Someone thought that Norm was your dad, which is not fair, Norm.
Yeah.
I really feel for Jess on that because, gee, she must look old.
And maybe they think you're Jess. Sometimes we have a couple of wines and we reply to the tweet.
Oh, that's dangerous.
I know, but we always look really fun. Like, what was it yesterday? Someone wrote, Norm, I wish I was unattractive, can't renovate, but funny. Maybe I should apply for the block. And we wrote back to them last night, yeah, have a crack. And then they always reply so nicely. So it's really funny when people don't think that you're going to read their tweets and then you reply and then they become your friends and end up following you and you probably will have lines with them one day.
Yeah.
But
I don't think you're going to win Miss Congeniality, but you are going to win the most fun couple on the block. We're loving watching you, Norm and Jess. Good luck.
Hey, before you...
You're only saying that because you're my cousin, Flick. I know.
Family.
Don't say it to butter me up because we're cousins.
Blood's thicker than water, Jess.
Hey, we're still just in the first week. Before we let you go, there's already been some big controversy in the block, and it has to do with the block's number one rule, which is it is the two of you, it's the team, and there is no outside help. You can't phone a friend. It's not like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And already Sarah has been caught FaceTiming a wallpaper lady. What do you guys think of that?
Well, first of all, for the love of God, if you ever talk to her, never call her Sarah. It's Sarah.
Call her Sarah.
Norm wants you to wind her up.
Call her Sarah, get her angry.
Yeah, call her Sarah. She'll love it.
Okay. Great start.
Secondly, she was definitely breaking the rules because you're not allowed to get any outside help. But I didn't automatically, because I get a bit simple with that stuff, so I didn't think that she was cheating. I thought I must have missed the thing where you can ring people and get help, but you can't. I talked to the netballers, and we figured we've had a bit of an inside glimpse at what she's doing this week in her room anyway. And we don't reckon that wallpaper lady's giving her very good advice, so I don't think I'm going to say anything because I think it might be better that lady's talking to her.
You don't want to phone her anymore.
Let her keep calling.
I love it, Jess. This is why you keep
I want to encourage her to talk to that wallpaper lady as long as possible because it's looking terrible.
I've got a question. I haven't seen any wallpaper being used yet, so I don't know what advice she's even giving.
No, the wallpaper lady's just become a psychologist now, I think.
Yep, definitely.
That's great. That's a great sideline player. Thanks so much, Jess and Norm from The Block. Make sure you catch it tonight on Channel 9. Bendigo's Hit 91.9.